Northern New York Assemblyman D. Billy Jones is in his first term, representing the 115th District. He has held a series of town halls, the most recent last night in Malone. Despite the animus being seen at congressional town halls, the Democrat says he has no qualms and finds them a useful tool.
I have no concerns. I know everyone does not agree with me. I'm not that naive to think that, but I look at it as an opportunity to interact with the constituents and residents, and I look forward to them.
How many have you had, and what are the key concerns you've been hearing?
Last night was my seventh one, town hall forum. I made plenty of other public appearances as well. The economy always comes up, jobs, workforce development, broadband for the North Country, what we can do to get more businesses, more industry, more jobs here, and the heroin opioid crisis always comes up. Those are the major points that are always brought up.
Many of those items were included in the state budget. What in the just passed budget is going to affect the 115th most?
Mostly, I would say education. Probably one of the issues why we had our budget be a little late this year. There are certain forces in the legislature, in the Senate in particular, that wanted to see more funding go to charter schools and voucher systems. In the assembly, we stayed strong for getting more funding for public school and foundation aid. And I feel strongly about that as well, because our public schools here in the North Country need proper funding, and they need an increase in foundation aid. And we did get a $700 million increase in foundation aid, which helps out our public schools and our rural schools here in the North Country. It's the largest increase in the past several years, actually.
The North Country is a huge agricultural area. In late April, you became the chair of the Subcommittee on Agriculture, Economic Development, and Farmland Protection. Have you had a chance to start working on the issues that that subcommittee looks at?
Actually, I am on the Agriculture Committee right now, so it's given me a good head start on it. I'm going to meet with the chair of the Ag Committee next week to see where we can iron out some stuff that will really help our farmers here in the North Country. It's key that we provide the tools to them so they can succeed. Since, like you said, agriculture is such a huge part of the North Country, part of the economy, part of the fabric of our lives here in the North Country.
Billy Jones, there's an article in the New York Times, which I don't know if you've had a chance to read yet. It's headlined, "False Payroll Information Allows Three State Senators to Collect Thousands." Talks about the abuse of stipends. The senators are saying, no, we legally did this. But early in your term, and you are a first-term assemblyman,
sure,
you said that ethics reform has been a big issue and it should be addressed before adjournment. What's your current assessment of how the state assembly and Senate is addressing ethics reform?
I was disappointed there wasn't more put in the state budget, since we had other policy items in there. And if this truly is a priority for us, it's a priority for me, but if it truly is a priority for us as a state legislature and the governor, as state government, to do something about this, we really need to roll up our sleeves and have ethics reform. We did vote this year on the constitutional amendment, the pension forfeiture bill. I voted in the affirmative on that, and that will be on the ballot this fall as a referendum, as a constitutional amendment. But we need to do more. Disclose. I have taken the stance that I will not take any outside income while I'm doing this job, because I feel sometimes when you have outside income coming in that it can get a little muddy. So I think there should be a stronger disclosure, more transparency, and even some limits on outside income, because that's where I feel that most of this is coming from.
The 115th Assembly District includes Franklin, Clinton, and part of St. Lawrence counties. Assemblyman Jones plans to schedule more town halls after the session ends in June. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.